How's it going? How's it doing? I can't believe it's like literally almost been a month since I put out a new episode. I mean, I can't believe it because it's been a long time since I've been like super consistent. But you know what? One day, I know I'll get back on it, but today's not that day. Maybe next week, maybe not. I don't know. I'm done making promises that I know I can't keep. But anyways, let's talk about what's been going on in the last month. So your girl entered a new era. All right. I'm officially out of my 20s, which I don't even want to say pains me to say it because I really don't even care that much, to be honest. I've been feeling older than my age for as long as I've been alive. Like that's not an exaggeration. I don't know that I've ever really been a child. I mean, I know I went through a adolescent age, but I've never felt like a child. So, feeling 30, I feel like young and rejuvenated, honey. But yeah, I had a lot of fun. I went on a cool trip for my birthday, went through some national parks, we hit up the Grand Canyon, Zion, Yellowstone, Grand Teton. It was awesome. Okay, it was such a good time. And it gave me a lot of time to kind of reflect and just kind of go over like what I went through in my 20s, because I went through a lot in my 20s. Like my 20s was not the stereotypical 20s that you kind of see and hear and know about, that I think a lot of people, not everybody, definitely not everybody, but a lot of people do get to experience their 20s, and it's like the 20s are the best years of your life. Yeah. And sure, okay, yeah, that may be true. For me, that wasn't necessarily the case. Not that they were terrible years, because I had a lot of good times in my 20s, but raising a child, losing my dad, going through a big breakup, and just the overall dysfunction that my life kind of is. My 20s were rough, in a lot of ways, but again, they were good in some ways. So we're taking the good with the bad. But one thing about my 20s that I really learned, one thing that I really took away from my 20s was that I don't know as much as I think I know. And that everything I wanted at a certain age wasn't meant for me then. And I think it's a really big, hard pill to swallow when you see yourself one way, as far as like, oh, by the time I get to this age, I'm gonna have this, and this, and I'm gonna be doing this, and this, and kind of accepting the fact that that didn't happen. And I want to just give a little advice as far as how we can show ourselves grace with that. Because, for instance, when I turned 25, I had the most outlandish, I mean, they were outlandish and like unattainable, but they were outlandish in the way of I thought that that was going to make me worthy and deserving of something. I thought that was going to be by the age of 25, once I prove myself, because when you're in your late teens, early 20s, you feel like 25 is like the be all end all age, right? Once you hit 25, everything else is just downhill from there. That's what they've always told us. Oh, 25 is the last birthday you celebrate. Oh, 25, 25. It's total bullshit. It's total and complete bullshit. And so, as I went on this trip and I kind of reflected on my life, and I realize like I am exactly where I need to be. Could I be farther, maybe financially, career-wise? Sure. But at the same time, would I have been able to handle that? Would I have been able to appreciate that? Would I have been able to really be in a place of understanding with myself, and a place of a self-love and self-compassion, had I had everything that I wanted? No. No, I wouldn't have. And that's because I've never really cut myself a break. And I think that in life, if there's one thing my 20s taught me, is that we need to cut ourselves more breaks. Like, we have to stop with the stigma of just like, if you don't have it figured out by then, you'll never get it figured out. Because it's bullshit. And it was something that I felt like chained me to such a limited belief with myself and with my life and with what I thought I could prove and what I didn't get to prove. And it was just, I was just in this cycle for so long that I was so focused on trying to like force myself to live and trying to force myself to like achieve all these things that in reality, I just mentally, I needed more time. You know, I had been so go, 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 go my entire life. And I don't mean like I just am like such a grind hard worker. I mean, I do consider myself a hard worker and I know like what I'm good at, but I definitely have moments where I get burnt out in life and I just do the very bare minimum. But I think that I had to, you know, like I have CPTSD and I know I've talked about that before, but in case, you know, need a recap of what that is, shit, now I'm like, what is it? No, it's complex or continuous. God dang, look at me making a fool of myself. Either ways, it's ongoing trauma, right? There's PTSD and then there's CPTSD. And CPTSD basically means, I know what it means. I don't know what the C stands for. It's either continuous or complex or something. God, it's been so long. I read a book about it, okay? And I was diagnosed with it, so that's why I read the book about it. But basically just means I've had ongoing trauma. You know, PTSD usually stems from one traumatic experience that really like fucks with you. I have way too many of those. So I have like CPTSD. And because of that, there are a lot of ways that my brain did not fully develop to where it could be. You know, I'm very intelligent, as I struggle to say that word. I'm very intelligent, but there's just a lot of like emotional wise that I feel like I was delayed on because I was so go, go, go. You know, I told myself that if I didn't let it get into my head that it wasn't affecting me, when in reality, I was kind of just holding on to all of it. And I think that's been me my whole entire life. And so when I look back at my 20s and I think like, could I have done more? Yeah. Would it eventually burnt me out and set me into a downward spiral? Yeah. You know, I'm glad that I've taken the 20s. I took my 20s and I'm going into my 30s still with this. You know, healing the things that have hurt me. So when and if that time comes, not if, when that time comes that my life comes to full fruition of what I want, I know that I'll be equipped to handle it. And so what I wanted to talk about today was just like, how do we do that? You know, like how do we accept the fact that we're not where we thought we would be? Because it's hard, you know, whether you're somebody who has a lot of trauma or not. I think there's some people who almost give themselves trauma by like putting so much pressure on themselves and then beating yourselves into like oblivion because you're not where you thought you would be. And I want to just first say like, that is okay. You know, I think it's silly and foolish for us to think that we have like so much control, right? I mean, if you think about it, I've talked to a lot of people who have become, and again, success is defined in your own way, okay? But I'm going to speak on like the general success of what we know in society, which is just like having it all and, you know, financially and, you know, the marriage and the kids and blah, blah, blah. Anyways, they have that stuff, so young. And then they get to an age where they realize that they didn't live it all. They didn't feel it all. They didn't heal it all. They just kept going and they checked all the boxes only to then turn around and be like, where the hell is my life at? And for me, I think I've had a good mixture of both. And so, you know, accepting that I wasn't where I thought I would be by the time I'm 30. I'm not saying it was completely easy, but I think once 25 hit and I realized like, damn, I don't even know if I'm close. I think I really let a lot of pressure off myself. And then when I lost my dad and I realized that, you know, holy shit, at any time, any of us can die. That really kind of turned it up a notch for me to where I kind of just gave up caring at all. And now I'm trying to find the middle ground with myself and so on and so forth. But the point is that, you know, it just it, learning to accept that fact is truthfully what's going to be the thing that sets you free of yourself, like frees yourself of the chains of maybe it just wasn't meant to happen for you then. I've said this once, and I probably have said this in past episodes, but if you would have handed me what I wanted on a silver platter and just said, here you go, I know for a fact I wouldn't still have it. Because I think truly, as they say, like things just kind of fall into place. I think that I know that there's a reason why my shit hasn't fallen into place. And that is the fact that it wasn't my time yet. And I know that's hard to like fathom and hard to think about, because you think, you know, I've paid my dues, I've worked so hard, and I've you know, set so many boundaries, and I've done all the things, and I've done the work, so why don't I still have it, you know? Or gosh, you know, I feel like such a loser because I knew for sure by 30 I would have all of these things. And let me just say also, 30 now versus 30 when our parents were 30, our grandparents were 30, is an entirely different system set up. Like 30 back when I was a kid, like when I was a kid and I saw 30-year-olds, in my mind, they were like 50. Like in my mind, like you, they just had everything, and all, like it just, it looked so easy and it looked so adult, when in reality, they probably didn't have a fucking clue. But also, it was a lot easier of a system for them. Sorry to say, I know this might upset some, Gen Xers? Gen Xers and boomers, but it's true. I mean, you know, outside of just our personal shit, it's really fucking, I don't want to say it's hard to make it, because I do think we have a lot more opportunities in the way of, we have a lot more resources to make it, but we live in an entirely different world to actually truly get, specifically thinking like financial and, you know, buying a house and doing all the shit, blah, 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 blah. It's just a different world. And so we cannot compare ourselves to what we have seen our parents and our grandparents do, because we don't live in that world with them. We live in our world. And the thing about our generation and the generation after me and the generation after my daughter, I think the most meaningful thing that we can do is continue to recognize our faults, continue to recognize our traumas, continue to recognize where our generational curses are, and break them. Like that to me says so much more about where I want my life to be than anything. You know, I'm so over kind of working into my future plans of like, oh, I want to have this and I want to, like, none of that shit matters. And that's the thing, is that like accepting that you're not where you thought you would be is not just about like, well, I'm not where I thought I'd be, I guess I'm just this. It's like, but look at where, how far you've come, right? Yeah, maybe it looks differently than what you thought it would look like, but truly reflect on, I don't care if you're 20 or 25 or 30 or 40 or 50 or 60, whatever, and you may in your mind think you're not where you thought you would be, look at how far you have come from when you're that initial version of yourself even made up that story. You know, I have been telling myself that I was going to have X, Y, Z by 25 for so freaking long. And then I looked and I said, okay, but that was like 10-year-old version Cheyenne. That was 15-year-old version Cheyenne. That was 16-year-old version who was making all these plans. I don't know that girl anymore. So why am I still holding the same standard that a version of me that no longer exists set? Right? I mean, that's not only is it not fair to you, but it's doing yourself a major disservice, because you're so focused on what you don't have and you're not really looking at what you do have and what you have accomplished and how much you have grown and the things that you maybe used to take for granted that you no longer take for granted. And that for me is a big thing. Like, I know that there were so many things that I used to take for granted that now I live in such a place of gratitude with. And honestly, truthfully, that is like the only thing that I practice nowadays. Like, I really, 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 really try. And I don't just try, I do. Like, I practice an immense amount of gratitude for every single thing that I have and don't have and think of and don't think of and want to become and haven't become. I have so much gratitude for everything, for my relationship, for my daughters and I relationship, and I see how much just that alone has improved my quality of life to the point where now I am so beyond accepting of the fact that I'm not where I thought I would be because I'm farther. I'm farther than where I ever thought I would be. And because there's a mindset in me and there's a growth in me that I truly didn't even know I needed. I didn't know that I could obtain. And that all came down to taking the pressure off myself, showing myself more grace, showing more gratitude for my life, you know, making amends with people I need to make amends to, making amends with myself. And I think that, you know, we cannot, and I know we all hear that, like, don't compare your journey to other people's. And that's hard. It is, believe me. I so badly sometimes, especially when you see all the shit on social media that you see, you know, sometimes I see these people who are freaking 21, 22 years old and they're these like, you know, social media stars. And I just think like, wow, what a life you have. Like you're 22, mostly financially. I look at that and I'm like, you're freaking 22 years old and you're making X amount of dollars a month. Like must be nice. Right. But then I think, and I'm like, what am I doing for myself? Thinking that, like, how is that helping me at all? That person's journey is not my journey. That person didn't have a baby at 16. That person didn't move out on their own. That person didn't grow up in a life. And maybe they did. I don't know. Obviously, I'm just generalizing. But, you know, that person was not on my exact journey. So how dare I compare and think, oh, my God, I wish I would have had that at 22 or 21 or fucking whatever. It's just not fair. It's not fair to yourself. And you really, really hinder where you could end up being. Because, you know, now I don't know when everything is going to fall into place for me. I already think it has. But I know it's only going to get better if, as long as I continue to... Wow, man. Okay, I'm so sorry. I was looking... This is like so beautiful. It's like almost making me emotional. I was looking at my vision board just now. I know I'm totally off track, but my vision board is right here. And I'm just looking and I'm like, holy shit, I've already accomplished some of these things and I didn't even freaking realize it. Like, that's so badass of me, girl. Way to go. Anyways, you know, yeah, I still have vision boards. I still have things I want to accomplish and I still want to work towards accomplishing those things. But it's not going to help me out at all to think that that's going to be done by anything other than just sheer gratitude for what I already have. Because that's honestly it, guys. Like, that is the secret to life. You know, the secret to life is, you know, if you actually read The Secret to Life and you know the power of positive thinking and you know the power of believing what's meant to be yours will be yours. I've never had a problem with that. Like, I've never had a problem with knowing what was meant to be mine and knowing that it'll be mine. I always know that. And that's why I guess I also have some peace and some solace, is because I know in my head, if I'm seeing this for myself, it's because it's already mine. It just hasn't made it yet. And so by me putting a time frame on there, by me putting this in this box, it's limiting so much of what I have to learn in the meantime along the journey. You know, like it's so much destination based. Like, I just want to focus on the destination of where I want to be. And I'm totally missing the scenery, dude. You're missing the fucking scenery of your own life because you're so focused on, God, I didn't make it, but I'm 25. I never will. And oh God, I'm 30 now and nothing. It's like, if there's one thing that life has taught me, it's that if you're not here to enjoy the ride, then what the hell? What is your like real goal and objective? It's all about enjoying the ride, man. Like, the trip that I took, we literally flew there and then drove across, and there was so much driving in the middle of the vacation, and there was so many parts of me that thought, God, I wish we could have just like went to one place. Or, you know, rather than jumping across four states, why didn't we just do one location and kind of see as much as we can? And then I thought, Cheyenne, this is a part of it. This is the journey right here. The journey is the long car rides. The journey is looking outside and seeing the beauty that's out there. The journey is stepping out of your car and getting that fresh, crisp air. The journey is hiking up that mountain, getting to the top and looking around at the trees and touching the snow and doing all the things on the way, not just focusing on when I get on the top of the mountain. when I finally can make it out of the car, it's like appreciating it while I'm in the moment. And I'm telling you guys, like, that truly, 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 truly changed my mindset so fucking much. And it's going to require you to slow down, and it's going to require you to talk kinder to yourself, and it's going to require you to be okay. And even if you don't feel okay with it, telling yourself it's okay. You know, don't hold yourself to an unrealistic standard of, not that it's unrealistic that you couldn't have achieved it by that point, but it's unrealistic to think that because you didn't achieve it by this amount of time or this point in your life that you never will. It's unfair. And honestly, I think it's only harder to be in your grasp when you have that mindset with it. And I had to learn that the hard way. 25 was hard for me. I do know why, because again, I set so many big ass goals and dreams, blah, 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 blah. But like, truly, once I realized at 25 that I didn't have half of the things I wanted, then I was like, damn, all right, well, now what? Well, now I guess it's time to enjoy the journey. That's all you can do. You know, it takes time. It does. But I don't care. Again, I don't care if you're 16 or 116 or you're 60 or you're 30. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. Your journey is your journey. And all I can hope for you, and all I can hope for me, and for my daughter, and for Ryan, and for anybody who I've ever loved or cared about, or I haven't even met yet, if you're listening to this podcast, I promise to God I love and care about you. And because I love and care about you, I want you to understand that when the timing is right in your life, when it is your time, you're going to know it. And I'm not saying that opportunities are just going to just fall into your lap, but kinda. Honestly, I do kind of think that's how it is. You know, it doesn't mean that we don't have to work hard for things, but I think sometimes if we just slow down and smell the roses a bit, you will see the opportunities, and you will see like, oh, okay. Well, when I stop trying to have so much control over it, now here it is. And honey, that's healing. That right there is fucking healing. That right there, taking that pressure off of yourself, accepting that life isn't what you thought it would be at that point in your life, and being okay with that, that is healing a part of you that you might not even know you needed to heal. But we all do. We all do. And yeah, I needed that trip. Honestly, I needed the trip that I take. I know I take a lot of trips, and I probably say that a lot. I don't think I take a lot of trips. I'm not like a freaking professional traveler, although I would be. Once my baby's long and grown, honey, you won't catch me in a location for longer than a bit. But, you know, every single trip that I've ever taken, I leave and I think, wow, this is it. This is where I needed to be. This is where I needed to be. This is what I needed to do. And if I was so focused on all the external bullshit that didn't really matter, I would have missed all this. I would have not cared about any of this. I wouldn't have cared to make time for myself to do something as freeing as just going out and being alive. You know, and I think right now I'm at such a good place in my life. My job that I have, though, again, at this point in my life, if you would have said, where would you have been at 30? I would have had a list of everything I would have told you would have been career-based. The job I have right now is so goddamn cushy, and it's so, like, fits me so well that I even said to Ryan when we were in the car watching, like, our last sunset, I said, you know, I'm so grateful that I'm not going back to an environment that I hate. You know, most people go on vacations and they dread that they have to go back. Like, I'm not saying my job is just all fucking roses and that, you know, it's a job. It's not beautiful and wonderful, but it fits me so well. And I'm so eternally grateful for it because I don't dread it. I don't hate it. I leave it feeling gratitude. I feel appreciated. And I just think, like, thank God, you know? Thank God. Thank God that I'm at this place that even though this isn't necessarily where I saw myself being, I'm so grateful that I'm leaving this opportunity and I'm now stepping into this environment where I'm just grateful, dude. Like I'm not going back to something I'm miserable. I'm not going back to a relationship I hate. You know, my daughter and I's relationship has never, and I do mean truly never, been as good as it is right now. And every single second I have with her, I love it. We spend so much time together, even when we're bickering, which doesn't happen a lot anymore. I feel like we finally have overcome such a big hump. And not that our relationship is always based on bickering, but I think we've just developed such a good understanding of each other, and she's understood my boundaries, and I've done my best to respect hers. And so we're at such a good place. And I just know that this is in a mentally where I was needing to get to before I could have any of the other shit I ever wanted. So it's just something to consider. You know, whether that's something you want to implement in your life or not is up to you. But I do think that if you're so focused on like, oh, I'm not where I thought I would be, you're really missing the point, and you're missing the journey, and you're missing the beautiful scenery along the way, because it is beautiful, even when it's ugly. Even when it's so ugly, you think nobody deserves to go through this. And believe me, I've thought that so many times in my life. So many times in my life, I thought nobody deserves to go through what I've went through. Nobody deserves this. But here I stand, grateful that it happened. Isn't that funny? Yeah, I still think nobody deserves to go through it, but at the same time, you live through it, you go through it, and then, you know, life goes on. So, I love you guys. I love each and every one of you whoever take the time to listen to this and to listen to me and to give me the time of day. It's really meaningful to me. And I've always said, like, I've never really necessarily wanted a massive platform. I think I'm too much of an empath. It would probably hurt my heart because I know there's a lot of mean and just hurtful people out there. But I mean, even having any amount of people who take what I say and allow it to resonate with them, I appreciate it. Really, I do. So I'm gonna try to get out of here next week. I definitely will not let another month go by. A goal of mine as I'm looking at my vision board is to consistently post this. I want to make this into a YouTube thing. YouTube thing. And yeah, that's what I'm gonna try to do. So, all my love to you guys. I will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Bye.